Camp Quassant. Yes, the camp that the girls have had the hardest time saying because they keep emphasizing sin. How do you feel about that, Matt?
Hey, you know, if that, anything gets you there and you start talking about it, hey, man, all good promotions, great promotion.
There you go. There you go. How long have you been with Camp Quassant for now?
Now served as their executive director for the last 3 years.
And are you a camp guy? Did you grow up in camping?
I did. Raised camp all the way up from first birthday was at camp in the Muskokas where dad was the general director. And ever since then, I've been involved in the camping world and never looking back.
What is it about camp that seems to get people a more off? This is judgy. So just for everyone I'm offending, I'm sorry. What is it about camp that seems to give people a more authentic spiritual experience? Is it just the nature thing? Is that it?
No, I think it's much more than that. I think what it is first of all, you're basically sharing everything in common. You've stripped away kind of, hey, how am I better than you? What do I have? We're all in this place together. We're living in the same quarters together. We're eating the same food. We're getting the same activities. We're all in this together. It's a place where we're getting together around God's teachings each day, a chance to sing, a chance to learn together, a chance to ask questions. It's okay to doubt. It's okay to wrestle with questions. I've got a safe place to ask conversations in there.
It's
a place of going, hey, I'm out of a concrete jungle.
Yeah.
I think that we're also eating together every day together. There's something about that. And if you actually unpack that and going, why is this life changing? Why is camp changed lives? Yeah. Acts 2:42 nails that. It says this is what church is supposed to be about, the body. Camp goes, that's a great idea. Why don't we eat together, have everything in common, get into the apostles' teaching, fellowship together, have fun. Oh, that's a great concept. We just happen to call it camp.
Wow. Nathan, why can't you be more like Matt? What a great answer. All right, Camp Quassant.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah, camp. This is a camp that's now been going for over 70 years.
Wow.
Amazing thing. You think about this. Camp Quassant, founded in 1944. Where were we in 1944? We're in the middle of a war. Bunch of people getting together going, what's the best way to offer hope to the next generation? And they said, let's build a camp. We're still dealing with that same thing today. What's the best way to offer hope to the next generation? Yeah. Let's get them to camp. There's something about being at camp where they're going, I'm growing my faith. I'm building lasting friendships. As Nathan highlighted, that idea of building confidence, independence, character. There's something about that that makes it special. And Quassant's going, we were rooted in that. We came out of a place of saying we wanted to give hope to the next generation. We want to give them a space away from the challenges of all that else life is throwing at them. Mm. And still now, over 70 years later, it's continuing to engage campers in a way that's radically changing their lives in a way that's saying, hey, this is worthwhile.
Activities.
Yeah, we've got archery, gaga ball. We've got...
Gaga ball?
Gaga ball. This is octagon. There's excitement in this room right here. You got to get up here, Drew. We'll get you up and playing the game. These kids will own the own this. It's basically in an octagon, a ball. You try to knock people out.
Oh, I'm all over that.
Yeah, not the way you want to knock people out.
Okay.
Whole another
story. You got to play with a poker face.
Right.
No, but we've got a great horrible joke. Great waterfront of all sorts of great activities that happen out of waterfront, sailing, swimming, canoeing, kayaking, the works off the waterfront, great inflatable iceberg. We've got sport activities. We've got the kind of land activities as well of the dance, drama,
dance.
Video production. You got
You're
it.
Not a Baptist camp.
So,
then.
Hey, we are CBOQ.
What?
Canadian Baptist. We're rooted out of that, and yet we're reaching across all that. You know, we are bursting your bubble. Camp Quassant loves to bring you the unexpected. And if I just gave you the unexpected, it just made my day.
Blew me away right there.
I want to know what Quassant means.
Yeah, Quassant actually is the name of the warrior of integrity coming out of the poem Hiawatha. So they're back in 44 and they're thinking of a name. There are a lot of names put forward, and this was rooted of a popular poem, Hiawatha. Quassant was a main character in there, warrior of integrity and strength, and that's where we are today.
Just, I want to bring in Nathan just for a second, not to steal your thunder, but I forgot to ask him this question just to help our people know. Where is Pioneer Camp?
We're about 10 minutes south of Huntsville, so about 2 hours north of the city.
Okay, where is Camp Quassant?
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes south of Huntsville, 15 minutes north of Bracebridge.
Wait a minute. Are you guys competing
No, we're in this game together. The reality is there's not enough campers.
Yeah, my Lord.
Not enough people that we're able to, the whole camping world. That's the joy of being in community with each other.
That's, we're here for each other. And this is why we've done a sort of a sharing thing, because I've been involved with CCI for a ton of years. I ended up volunteering at over 50 different camps along the way, drove around North America for 3 months, volunteering at a whole bunch of those camps. Of course, Teen Ranch and Hume Lake down in California were sort of my landmark camps. And there is a real work together attitude with you guys. And that is a phenomenal thing in and of itself. I see more work together with the camps than I do with the churches. And that's why I love the whole Christian camp thing. I just am a huge fan, a huge supporter of you guys. How much?
Yeah, well, Camp Quaston, one of the things, one of our focus is saying, how do we make camp fun, memorable, and to be the most affordable Christian camp in the Muskokas? We know Muskokas, prized area, great land, great waterfront, great space to be in.
Yeah.
And so we've really sought to say, how can Camp Quaston be the most affordable Christian camp in the area? So we come in, our top-end camp costs $473. We've got a shortened week at $399.
Yeah, what about welfare camp?
So this is a, no.
Craft dinner camp. Right. You have one of those?
No, we don't. No, we try to say, how do we provide a great quality experience? So we've got catered food. We've got great health care. We've got, like, our nurses on site are ones that are part of different children's hospitals, and they come up and give us a week. So we try to have great standards. We have great program teams. We have great training of staff. So we have incredible fun themes that just give kids a memorable experience. But we say we want to do that all with an affordable means, recognizing that not everyone's able to afford camp. Mm. So we say, how do we actually make overnight camp even more affordable than GTA day camps?
Yeah.
And that was kind of one of our goals. And we're saying, hey, we're now providing that. We've got a lot of donor base that says we believe in this vision of making camp accessible to kids. But we also believe that affordability doesn't mean that you should lack in quality. We want to make sure that we provide a high quality experience while still being most affordable in the Muskoka area.
But I'm bummed.
But I'm just, that's no, how we do on. Partnership with everybody.
I'm quite impressed with how. Do you guys, did you grow up together? Are you pals? Did you? Because you both are phenomenal communicators. You're roughly around the same age, are you not? No, you're not?
Matt was actually one of my lead. Matt, he hasn't said it yet, but Matt actually was at Pioneer Camp staff member for a number of years.
Right.
And he was my leader at one point at
really?
Pioneer.
Really? That's cool. Very cool.
So definitely a friendship forming out of that. And this shows the power of camp. Years later, we continue to stay in deep friendship. That's what camp does.
Yeah, that's like
that's what you give kids is an opportunity that they're going to find friendships that are literally going to be with them for a lifetime. And this is one of the things Nate and I, and be able to celebrate. When I came in the camping world in my seat, one of my first calls as AD was pointing up Nate going, hey, you understand what's kind of happening. How do we get the word out about camp?
Yeah.
And him sharing stuff with me. So it's really about a partnership together.
Website.
Website, Quaston.com.
KWASIND.com.
You got it.
Thanks, Matt. Really well said. Man, you guys.
They're good.
You could host
I want to go now.
You could take my show.